There was quite a delay on the clap. That might be my fault, but that isn't your problem, listener. The problem I have for you is that it's Monday, it's Pranks and Firth, and it's me, Ash Frith, and it's the most famous man on the internet since he's gone viral.
Viral?
It's Justin Panks.
Yeah, viral.
What did you do? What did you do? You've been all over the news. You've been on American TV. You've been on down in Australia. They've been talking about you. They saw that video that you did. What was it?
I dangled my baby infant in a crocodile's mouth.
You did do that. Yeah. That's foolish.
Yeah, I did that. And then,
you're an internet sensation. And then, we all know why, really.
Go on.
Your new podcast.
Oh, did you listen to it?
Well, I listened to some of it, certainly.
You didn't listen to all of it then? All 18 minutes, too much of it. Why couldn't you?
How many of my podcasts have you listened to since you were on it?
I listened to your Desert Island Dicks.
No. How many of the podcasts that I do now, I'd Watch That, have you listened to since the one you were on?
I haven't listened to the one I was on.
I was about to say, you know what, I'll extend that. Yeah. How many, including the one you've listened that I'm on, did you listen to?
Yeah, but they're longer than 18 minutes.
But I love what you do, and I will listen to what you do, but I don't feel the pressure to quickly get it done and then sit here and praise you.
I've
seen the messages in Discord. I'm not saying you were.
I thought I'd uploaded it, and it said RSS link, and I was like, how do I know if this works? So I sent you that to see if it would work. I literally sent it to you so I could click on it myself in the message to see if, and it opened up a big page of code. So I said, I might need your help to do this. And you said, and I said, oh, it's up now. And you said, I'll listen as soon as I can, but I wasn't asking you to actually. But I would, that's not the point.
I know, I wasn't suggesting you were. I don't think you're a needy person. What I'm saying is, I will listen, but I don't think there's a need listen and go, it's
good. I don't
good.
Know if it's your cup of tea anyway.
What are you fucking talking about, you cunt?
What? Where did that come from? Did you say that? I know you're joking.
I just wanted to and I liked it. I don't think I've ever said that to you. I enjoyed that. That felt good.
Yeah, get off your chest, man. Get off your big old boobies, man.
I'm a fat old chest. What was it? Why did I call you a cunt?
Because I said it's not your cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, I think it is my cup of tea. So stop. What do you mean not my cup of tea?
It's story time, isn't it? Story time. For those who don't know what's going on, who aren't in the Discord, I actually did my first pilot episode.
Oh, has it been Discord only so far?
No, I've put it on, it's just out there, but I haven't advertised it.
No, I mean, what I mean is, have we not spoken about it on the main pod?
Yeah, we have, but I don't know.
Oh, okay, it's up now, listener.
Yeah, I just put on Discord that I've uploaded it. And what I'm thinking I might do is I might get two or three episodes up before I put it out to the public, because I want people to be able to listen to more than one. Because if you put it out and they listen to it, and the first one was, it was fucking harder than I thought it was going to be. I will say that.
Yeah. It's fine. It doesn't come across. It's good.
It'll
get easier.
Yeah, it will get easier. I made some bullet points and I thought, oh, that's half hour easy. And I had to, it was 18 minutes. And I thought,
but that's not a problem. I said 15, didn't I? I don't think that's a problem. If you're ad-libbing, who's ad-libbing for half an hour?
That's why I'm doing it, because I don't know if anyone is. I want to do something different. Not different. I want to be the trailblazer.
No, but no one's doing any of that. This is a whole new concept of what you're doing.
Mm. It's basically...
But I think it doesn't need a time... Like, if one episode's 18 minutes, the next one's 32.
And that is... But my favourite thing Louis C.K. ever did was Horace and Pete, and that was like one episode would be 25 minutes, then episode two would be an hour. It was just random times.
Yeah.
That was my favourite thing he's ever done. Yeah.
I think it's natural. Otherwise, you're going to be dragging something out or shortening something down. It's not worth it.
Yeah, when you're ad-libbing, and like I said, I had bullet points, but you can't finish on the bullet point dead on half hour, which is why I went and decided against the... that's the hubris of me was like, oh, half hour to do live, that's not long enough, but I struggle to do not quite 20 minutes. But I will say, some will be longer and some will be shorter.
Yeah. It's good. I listened for a minute and then I thought, no, not now. Not this.
Not this, not now. Not ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually did it. I was only delayed by 24 hours, which I got grief for. But
I mean, that's mad that you got grief.
Yeah, but it's... But I'm already working on the bullet points. For this. It's a lovely little system. I record it.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably do it on Wednesdays. Because we go Mondays, Thursdays. That's the one. And
we do.
And when do you do... I'd watch that Tuesdays.
Monday.
Oh. So...
Well, but I guess the podcast comes Tuesday. Yeah, it's live Monday. Yeah, exactly, and I guess exactly. The podcast
so
is
you,
Tuesday.
Yeah, there's only Friday. And you've got the Friday feeling anyway, so you don't need us.
Well, we'll come up with something else on Friday,
yeah,
shall we?
Friday, yeah, got... a collab. So,
A collab.
But yeah, so I'm just make bullet points. I'm just going to record it and put it out straight away. And then that's done. And then I just start, forget that, and then just start making bullet points for the next one.
Well, here's the truth, right? What's the difference between that and this? Because you record this and you hang up the phone and that's done for you, isn't
it? Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is... I
have to then spend 80 minutes editing out all the racist, misogynist, sexist, homophobic...
Yeah, Islamophobic. Anti-Semitic. And why is it anti-Semitic and not Semitophobia like all the others? Why is it different?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Can you tell me?
No, what I meant by it's just done. I mean, if I was writing a book, right, instead of just talking out loud for 18 minutes, I would have to write all that down, which would have probably took an hour. And then it just goes in, you go, I've got to go back and edit that and go, but it's not, I haven't got to do that.
Well, 18 minutes is 18 pages. They say a page
a
minute.
That's a chapter.
Dialogue.
I think I'm going to aim for 20 minutes minimum each week. But like I'm saying, I haven't got to go back and...
Don't stop pressuring yourself on that. I can't emphasise
this
enough.
Okay, well, whatever. What I'm saying is I haven't now got to go back and spell check it or grammatical.
No.
It's just done. It's out there. It's like, this is the new one. I think everyone should do this.
100% someone will write that up for you at some point.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I could have just bought that. Your phone can... dictate. Is that how people write books now? I still think people have a typewriter.
I don't know. Is that technology up good enough yet?
It's got to be easy to go to just talk. I mean, you could just smoke a doob, put your feet up.
I don't know that technology is good enough to be able to.
Well, you could smoke a doob, put your feet up, and narrate to your phone for a week, and then go back and read it and edit it. That must be better than typing it out the first place.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and you can go on flights of fancy, and you can, and like I said, it was a weird experience. I mean, I had my eyes closed the whole time, apart from when I opened them to look at my bullet points. But I was just sitting there with my eyes. At one point, I punched the mic. I had a little radio mic on. I borrowed my girlfriend's headset, which she does business calls on, and I'd open my eyes, and I'd look at a word, and then I'd close them and just watch this story. And I was like, describing what I was watching. Really, it's fun.
Well, that's my issue is I've got no visual memory or imagination. Mm. So that might be difficult to do that. But I think that is the way to do it. It's a great way. But what I was going to say is I know you don't want to edit or anything, but what will you do if you get down an alleyway and you go, oh, no, fuck that.
Well, I did on this one, if you'd have listened. I was describing hospitals. And then I just introduced this character. But I said, and then he looked at the clock or something. And I was like, shit, I haven't. And I had to say, I haven't mentioned it up till now, but there's a bloke sitting there. I had to say that.
All right, okay. Well, that's
it's
okay.
Just really natural, but the shitness is the goodness. You know my style. The shitness is the goodness. I've always said
I'm
that.
I'm looking forward to listening. I am genuinely, all joking aside, I'm looking forward to listening to
it. Well, some people said it was good. And then Yanis said, buy a microphone. Fucking change the record,
Yanis. For fuck's sake,
Yanis. I think he's got fucking shares in Shure or something.
He's got Shure.
Shure mics.
Sorry.
Shure, S-U-R-E, the SM. S-H-U-R-E, the SM58. Yeah.
I just think Yanis.
Well, Yanis likes to flex. And he always, Yanis, I'm calling you out here. And through this, Yanis always goes, maybe it's just because I listen to it from the high quality headphones. He's always flexing about his Beats or whatever he's got. I don't know.
Are we going to meet Yanis in Southend, do you think?
Yeah.
I got a vibe that Yanis is making the trip.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We should fight him on the beach. Fight him on the street. Fight him in our homes. But we'll never buy a good microphone. That is my inspirational. But no, I get it, Yanis. I get what you're saying, and maybe I will.
I get what you're saying, but don't bother saying
it. And he said it. He said it long form as well. It was a good, big, long old message that basically said, buy a microphone.
I think they think that there's money to be burned.
I'm going to come clean. I don't know that I can afford to live.
Yeah.
I mean, I am now making a decision between food. Hey, how about this? So the tax man, we've discussed it before, he made me pay £1,000 this month for next year's tax bill.
That's bizarre.
But they said I've got to do it.
Did he message you? Was his email address taxman@thetaxoffice.com?
Yeah. So he goes, they said, right, you can pay it in one sum or you can pay it in instalments.
Instalments.
They go, right, we're going to take £200 out, but didn't say when. They go, we're going to take £200 out. Make sure you've got it, because if you don't, that's deemed to be a mispayment, which is enforceable. Yeah. And then we're going to take out like £69 a month until like February. I don't know, good at maths, whatever, basically. So guess what they've gone and fucking done?
Taken a lump sum?
No, took the £200 and then 3 days later took the first 70 quid. They took the £200 and the first instalment out in the same month. That don't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't. But how is a real question. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. That is shit. I don't know why they've done that. I can't answer that. But you can phone them. If you speak to them,
that's
very good.
That's all admin though, isn't it?
But what? How? Why? How's this cropped up?
I don't know. I don't know. And the other thing is...
Because how have they found out that you've done that? That you've not paid it?
No, what? I've got to pay £1,000 of next month. Yeah,
that's
next
what I mean.
Year.
But how... Why? That's based on last year's salary or something. But if you say to them, look, but I didn't...
Well, that's what I'm going to say.
Because... That's when you were working.
I had a job then.
I know you're working.
Yeah, I know,
now,
but it's been brutal. This month's been terrible. I mean, this month's been terrible. So anyway, this
one's been. So the listener needs to know.
Yeah, this 270 quid's gone to the tax man. Then the fucking bank fees, which are quite hefty because I've got an overdraft, and I'm skint, mate.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I've had to sort of look at it and go, right, I've. My crown fell out. I can't afford to get my teeth sorted out.
Oh no!
Yeah, I know.
Again.
I know. I can't get. I've decided against having a haircut. I mean, basic shit, mate. I'm not saying I can't.
I know there's lots of people in the same boat, but I think it's good to talk about.
I can't remember how we got onto it, but
Yanis has got it made.
Oh yeah, exactly.
They make their own energy there, don't they?
He's fucking loaded, doing all these experiments, sewing three people together, mouth to arse. He's doing all sorts of things, isn't he? Listen to
his... We can't turn the fucking eating on. And in September, it's going up
64%. What I'm saying is, I've got to choose between... Like, I'm eating like shit food as well now. Like, I'm just eating eggs all the time. I'm proper skinned. And I need to go buy a microphone. I mean, I will. No. I probably might have one somewhere. I just can't be bothered to look for it. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I'm with you.
I know you are, good buddy. Breaker 10-4.
Good buddy. I got quite lucky this month because the listener, we don't really talk about it that much, but this month was decimated with cancellations, being pulled last minute.
Oh, can I talk about a weekend next month? I had a very well paid one on a Saturday in the north. So on the Friday, my manager, I was going to say that, had booked in a trial with someone up north who I've never worked with before the night before. And then on the Sunday and the Monday, I was doing a festival. And then the Saturday one, which was the big money, has been pulled. So now I'm like, I can't go up there and do the trial, which was like 50 quid or something on the Friday. I said, I can't do that now. So
just not financially.
Well, I haven't pulled it yet, but we contacted him and said, look, this has happened. This was all based around this. And people don't understand, you pull these, you start to coordinate my dates I've really trying hard to do that. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I'd love to be able.
Yeah, so if someone goes, "Oh, you're in fucking Bristol on the Friday," I'll be like, "What can I get in the southwest on the Saturday? Get a 40 quid travel lodge rather than the fuel back and trying to do," and then like, they just go, "Oh yeah, I'm moving that date." And you're like, "Oh, it's not just as simple as that now." It's like, it's a bit like a house of cards. You pull one out and it all collapses. Yeah, so it's been very, very frustrating.
And also because Edinburgh is happening in August, so August is notoriously rubbish.
This is a bit of a cancels itself out though, because yes, there are less gigs, but there are also less acts available to do them.
Yeah, yeah.
But my August is looking all right, I think.
My August is absolutely desolated.
Well, my August was good. That one weekend was really like a bit of a jewel in the August crown, and that's gone now. But in August, I am doing the one where I'm doing a gig with your old mucker, Paul Merson.
Paul Merson, you took that, did you?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It might be shit, but...
I don't know what you do, though. Like, you're not just going to do material. You're not just going to go and do a 20-minute set, are you?
I don't think it's 20 minutes. It's like 10.
Yeah, but what? Well, it'll just be audience work, won't it?
I don't know. I've stopped determining, I don't know what to say, prejudging.
Unless you are just warming up.
No, but
yeah,
I'll walk out there and I'll go, and sometimes you go, right, I'm going to do crowd work, and you look out and you go, oh, everyone's got their arms folded, I'll just do material, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think I'll do material and some cunt won't shut up, so you end up doing crowd work.
But then you're posing the questions to Paul Merson, aren't you?
No, I've got to do 10 minutes to the crowd and then Paul Merson comes out and gives a speech.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like doing, like, you were then going to ask him the questions from the audience or something. No, have I made that up?
You might know that. To be honest, again, the email didn't go to me. I haven't read it. I don't know.
But I mean, I'm sure he's good.
It's money.
It probably would have been a more fun gig to do about 20 years ago.
Is he dry now?
Yeah, I think so.
For fuck's sake, quitter. Oh, well.
I think he had some big issues, though, to be fair. He was almost at Panks levels.
Yeah, well, I'm still hanging it in there, mate.
It was almost a bank.
I saw a thing the other day that they reckon the health crisis from the extra drinking in lockdown in the NHS will face in 20 years will be comparable, if not worse, to the actual pandemic. But then again, they love saying stuff like that, don't they?
Yeah, it's all bad.
I did see one where Germany have released all this data, I'm going to say data, about adverse reactions to the vaccine. It's a lot more than they let on, yeah.
I've
saw it as one in 1,500 doses, not 1,500 people. So if you had four doses...
Who's having four doses?
Everyone. I think some people are up to five now, yeah.
How often you got to take it?
Every fucking week, mate. It's like a fucking... I'm trying to think of something you take every week. Take it...
Sunday. It's like Sunday lunch.
Yeah. It's like songs of praise, isn't it? Every week.
Mum's getting the needles, so...
That's a good reason to kill old people and be selfish. Yeah. I mean, I had mine done before it came out.
Yeah, you did.
I was basically a lab rat. I said, just jab me up. Do your work.
You haven't stopped having it, though. That's the problem. You can't get it because you've not stopped
having
it.
Right, where are we? We are at the end of July. And I had it in December. And I said... My children came to stay last night... This morning was the first time I could properly taste brown sauce. I've been eating it every day, but it tastes on my breakfast, but it tastes like when you lick a battery, just a sort of horrible...
Yeah, a slight tang.
Yeah, but today I was like, my taste is... And I saw a study today that said 5% of people lost their taste and smell for 6 months. So I've lost mine for about 7.
Yeah, when did I have it? Before or after you?
I'll show you a positive though, Ash.
I can't remember when I had it, but I had it when the baby was born.
I'll tell you a positive though, Ash.
What's positive?
I lost my taste and smell. She's never been plated out so much.
Plated out? I fucking, you know I don't.
I know, that's why.
That's
why I waited until you was actually listening.
Plated out.
She's never been plated out so much.
Plated out. Plated out.
Oh my god, I forgot I said that on stage.
What?
I told you.
I mean, I did hear you. When I was saying what, I was like incredulous.
No, I know. I'm going to say. I did a gig in Swindon when it was all hens. Remember? I was MC. It weren't that long ago. There was about 30 people in, and about 12 of them were hens. And I said something. And she went, oh, look, we've all got willy straws. And she held up their drinks, and they all had those straws, willy straws. And I said, that's so odd. Why do you want everyone to see you sucking on a dick? I said, blokes don't go on a stag do and have like a little vagina. I said, what did they say? I see eating a cream egg out of it, like they're plating it out. And I mimed licking it. It's really gross, but it was funny.
Did they laugh?
It was a really big laugh. It was off the cuff. Blokes don't go and stag these with a little rubber vagina like plating out of a cream egg in it. And I was like, but that's what one willy straw is.
I know, it's a lovely observation. It's just the term bothers me.
I think you're a bloody.
I'm not easily offended. You know
there
that.
There are certain words you just can't bring yourself to say, and aren't there?
What other ones? What other ones do you find difficult?
No, thanks, I'm beautiful.
I find her beautiful, funny. Beautiful. I would never say it, really.
They say that. I've noticed since I've been going up north, they say that a lot. Oh, it were...
They say beautiful.
No, they say it were beautiful. Oh, look at it.
It were beautiful.
What, beautiful? It were beautiful. They say it all the time.
I find it very difficult.
I tell you what's worse than beautiful... Like the Australian beaut or beauty. Ah, beauty.
That's a beaut, mate.
Yeah, God, fuck off.
You liked it when I said Cliffy.
No, I didn't like that. Uni, Cliffy, Arvo, Yui. That's an old chuck a Yui. All that stuff, I hate it.
Uni? Is that, would that fall into your...
First time I heard
category?
Uni was when Home and Away was on. And like someone's like, I'm going to uni. Because to me, uni was the fucking... The little unicorn off Dungeons and Dragons. Uni!
Did uni say uni?
No, the barbarian had the uni, didn't he? Mm. The little barbarian one. That was a weird fucking program.
They got home in the end.
Didn't they go to Owen Towers and they went on the ghost train and then they turned...
And they got sucked into D&D.
What was his name with a one horn? Vengar.
Was it?
Arsene Wenger.
I don't know.
Yeah, his name was like Venjar or something, wasn't it?
He was a kid, though, wasn't he? Oh, no, the baddie.
Yeah, the baddie was like, he had one horn.
So was it Dungeons & Dragons as in the role-playing
game? Yeah, of course,
game,
must have been.
Is it the same thing?
Must have been. So that's stupid. Because you don't play Dungeons & Dragons at the fucking theme park. That should have been like, it should have been in the classroom of all the other nerds at break time. That's when they should have transformed, shouldn't it?
I wonder if it was official. I'd like to know that.
Well, no, but that Dungeon Master, he was... You know what a Dungeon Master actually is, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the man...
That's the one
that
goes, I'm going
to... That's the person that runs the game.
Yeah, and creates
it?
The... So you imagine like us doing that. We'd have been the worst ones ever. I just thought, no, you're dead. Oh, you just fell down a pit, you're dead. That everything they did.
No, you wouldn't, because you've proven this. You love a narrative story.
Yeah, but mine...
You're very good at it. You would be very good at being a GM, they call it, don't they? Games Master.
Oh, I don't know.
You'd be very good at being a Games Master. Mm. I think you would. I think you'd, despite yourself, you would fall into it. You'd be bringing the story along as much as you could.
Hang on a minute. I've just gone, like, dementia. It was called Dungeons & Dragons, wasn't it? And that is what the cartoon was called. Right, yeah. Then I doubted myself then that I'd remembered that wrong. It was, wasn't it?
No, it was Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Uni! I don't remember who any of the other people
there
were.
There was the one that looked like Keanu Reeves was a knight. Yeah?
Oh, he was scared, wasn't he? He was scared. He was a scared knight.
When he's a leader. Dark hair, big chin, tall, slim geezer. There was a couple of slags, can't remember them. Then there was the little one with blonde hair who was like a stocky little barbarian who had uni.
He was uni.
Yeah, he was uni's handler, wasn't he? Yeah. But anyway, the first time I heard uni referring to a university was when the spate of mid to late 80s Australian soap operas. It might have been Neighbours, might have been Home and Away. Hey, fun fact, I have watched I've probably said this before. I have watched Prisoner Cell Block H in its entirety twice.
Yeah. What? Why?
Because I watched it once, and then when it ended, I thought, oh, what are they going to put on instead of Prisoner Cell Block H next time slot? And it was just the first one again. They just looped it on like...
And so you went, yeah, I watched it again.
It's probably my favourite TV show ever. And I'm not being ironic. I actually think that.
Yeah, because it's just... Isn't it just...
Lesbos.
Like bleak.
No. I'll tell you what, there were some mental episodes. You're allowed to say that, aren't you?
Yeah.
I was just saying it in Australian lesbo, mate. Like, uni.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, so... Right, here's some memorable episodes. Some villains broke into Joan the Freak Ferguson's house and spiked her with acid, and she had these mental hallucinations with like all the other cast members, like with like clown makeup on and that. It was fucking weird. And then when she woke up, she'd stabbed her Rottweiler called Major to death with a pair of scissors. Named Major because her dad was a major in the army. There was a guy, that was one memorable episode. I was about like 14 watching this shit at like 1 in the morning and had school the next day. That was, honestly, that one was terrifying. It was really weird. And then there was another one where they had a bloke. Oh, there was Dennis Cruikshank came in. He was a prison officer from Barnsley and he was a male prison officer.
Into Australia?
Yeah, a male in a women's prison. And he was nice. Oh. But someone went to attack him. Another bloke was in there. It must have been another prison officer. I can't remember this so well. And he went to attack him. And this Dennis Cruikshank did some weird little move where he sort of like grabbed his wrist and twisted it and then kicked him. And this bloke was like, ah! And then Dennis Cruikshank like walked out and he went, you'd never have tried that if you'd been to a pub in Barnsley. I don't know why that stuck with me. Just a nice... That was like a McBain line from The Simpsons. And then the best one. Another male officer come in, a weird little fucker. I think he was called Mr. Bridges. And he said to the women, if you suck my dick or whatever, maybe have sex in the front bum, I will help you escape. So he was having sex with these... I think he was having sex. I might have made that bit up because I was that age when that was a... But anyway, so we'd go like, oh, Reb Keane, she's escaping on Wednesday. And all the other women knew about it. And they'd go and they'd be like, she's not... And they'd never hear it. They'd think, oh, she's escaped. So then it gets to it. And he goes, come down here. He goes, he's helped about four women escape, right? And then he's on the fifth one. He goes, come down here. And he goes, through here. And he opens the door to the boiler room and all the other ones are just in there dead.
Oh my God.
And it went, the screen went all like sepia or pink and it zoomed in on their faces and it went out, wee, wee, wee. It was, shit, scared the shit out of me.
So, I can't, they... If you're looking for a prisoner that's escaped from a prison,
I'm not saying
the boiler room.
I'm not saying it didn't have plot holes. I just enjoyed it.
No, I'm saying, how's he got away with that?
He didn't get away with it for long, but he was helping a woman escape every 2 days. And by the, I don't know.
Right, there's a woman escaped again. There's a woman escaped again. Right, where? What should
Let's
we
have
do?
A look.
Well, I assume she's off the premises. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we look down the basement? Nah, no point, mate.
But yeah, I think he told him he had a tunnel down there and he was just stuffing them behind
a
pipe.
I think this is a podcast waiting to happen. This is Justin Panks watches Prison Cell Block H and commentates. Mm,
from memory. Getting it all wrong.
I'll just say the name of it and you tell me
what
Well,
I can tell you that there was Pixie Mace and Lizzie Birdsworth. Obviously, you had Queen Bee. Bee Smith. She was the daddy. Or mummy, I guess you'd say.
Bee Arthur.
Yeah, she was on the old trouser press. Whoever was the daddy got to use the trouser press in the laundry room. And there'd be a power struggle. And momentarily...
Why did they want the trouser
I don't know,
press?
It was just the thing. Like, whoever was... like, and then momentarily, like, someone beat B. Smith up. And then, like, the next day, they'd walk in the, and go, you know what? And then that B would get off the trouser press with her tail between her legs and the new daddy would be on the trouser press. That was like the...
So a trouser press is pressing trousers, yeah?
No.
What's a trouser press?
It's a gym exercise. It's like a bench press, but of course it is. It's just this big thing. And it was like quite dramatic. They'd always end the scene on it. They'd always like, she'd lift it up. It had like a big bar. It looked like a sort of You know, not one in the hotel, not a Corby trouser press.
Oh, would they put someone's face in the trouser press?
But it was like a big industrial one, like one of those sunbeds that closes down, and they'd lift the bar up, and B. Smith would put like a pair of denim overalls in there, and go,
yeah,
she's not going to get away with that if I've got anything to do with it. And then she'd like make a face and like push the trouser press real hard, and it would like, well, steam would come out, and then it would cut to another scene. It was such.
Oh yeah, you serve a trouser press, but I got hardly any trouser juice.
Good, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to write for a fashion magazine about slacks. Mm-hmm. You could say I was a member of the trouser press. Thank you.
What about folding your trousers up? Oh, Mark Honeybun came up with that brilliant technique of using the elastic band. I've still never worked out what he was doing.
That's fine. He's just turned his jeans, normal jeans, into a pair of trendy. Well, we used to call them shit stoppers in the '80s. The elastic.
Oh, because you folded up on the inside.
Had elasticated hem, and poppers and things on them, and they were like cargo.
What about? Do you remember when tracksuits come out? They had poppers. Like they were basically two separate bits of fabric.
Was that so when you warm up and you could take them off without getting your football boots all dirty up the inside?
Is that what that was? Yeah. Because all we did was yank them off people.
Yeah, like Bucks Fizz in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, but more sort of assaulting.
Do you remember
to
that?
Friends.
How fucking weird was that? We had like a 4-piece pop band, 2 men, 2 women, like a fucking shit version of ABBA, right? From Berkshire or whatever. And they'd be singing Making Your Mind Up, and they had like a short skirt on. And then at a certain point in the song, on the European stage no less, the men just reached over and ripped their skirt off. To reveal a very short skirt. I mean, not that consensual now I look back.
Yeah, did they look shocked?
Yeah. I don't know if they did. But I remember, that's one of my earliest memories. I was watching that with my mum. That must have been about 1984 or 1985. And I had to go to bed before it ended. And I said...
I bet you did. I've got to go to bed.
I was young, mate. I ain't that fucking old. I was like, I can barely remember it. And I said, we're going to win. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I said, no, we are going to win. And she thought I was just saying that because... And when I woke...
That was the last time you were passionate
about
it.
Yeah, I said, never been like about football or anything. I said, we are going to win that. That is a banger. And she was just like, oh, he just probably thought, oh, he's just young. He's saying that because he's the only one in English. And woke up. Fuck me, they'd won. Said, I told ya!
Do you remember when the Eurovision trophy was stolen and then it was eventually found by a dog in a bush?
I think that was the World Cup.
Ah, it's the World Cup.
I think that dog was called Pickles, wasn't it?
Pickles the dog. Has there never been a film of Pickles the dog finding the World Cup? Rubbish. That's what about the fact it was stolen? Has there been a film about that? Why have I never seen
Why
a film
was it in
about
a bush?
The great...
This whole thing doesn't make sense. I reckon it's all been made up. That was the Jules Rimet, wasn't it? So
yeah,
did
Jules
they
Rimet.
Make the... What's the new one called? The Coupe d'Or or something?
Coupe de Boom.
It's called something, isn't it?
Don't know. World Cup,
yeah, but I think
it.
It's called the Coupe d'Or, like the World Cup, but in another language. But
I don't know.
I think it's got a name. But did they make that to replace the Jules Rimet, then they found the Jules Rimet?
Truth is, I don't know.
Where is the Jules Rimet? Are we the last country to win it then? Because we nicked it.
I don't know.
That's quite embarrassing if it's true, isn't it?
That we were like, oh, it's gone.
Yeah. I don't know enough about that, actually. I'm not that interested in it, but now I sort of think I am.
What about when... Do you remember there was a World Cup and loads of our players got arrested for nicking jewellery?
No.
Like Bobby, what was his name? Bobby
Moore? Oh, he nicked the watch, didn't he? That was Mexico, wasn't it?
Was that Mexico?
Mexico 70, sorry, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a few of our players were like held in prison on suspicion of
nicking.
No,
hang on. I got that wrong. Mexico was 80, wasn't it? No, Spain 80, wasn't it?
Mexico 86, but there was Mexico before
70,
that as well,
then.
Wasn't it? I don't
know. Yeah. We're the one we were champions, weren't it? We were champ.
So we've only hosted it in 66 and then never again.
You nicked the fucking cup, mate. You can't blame them for that.
It does seem weird. Who else has hosted it more? Like other teams have hosted it more than that, haven't they?
countries hosted will bloody behead gay people, mate. Not allowed to have a drink.
Yeah, about to. That seems weird, doesn't it?
That FIFA is the fuck them. They're hot.
Yeah, but how can something be that openly corrupt? I find that so strange. It's like, are they literally, for all the stuff that FIFA say about inclusivity.
Yeah, but I've said it, they just conditioned us of all this, everything's, it started, I was thinking about it when it started. I'd go back to it was like the miner strike. Because I think, like, we had all these communities that used to get coal out of the floor. That's what they did. And then they just went, no, we're going to not do that anymore. And everyone was like, we're going to fuck up the whole area. And they're like, well, what are you going to do about it? And then they were like, yeah. And then it was like, we had like pickets and the flying pickets and a cappella doo-wop band. No, but we had the flying pickets, which was just like rent a mob, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the word, the term flying pickets. You know, a picket line is when you stop the scabs cut.
Flying
pickets were like mobile pickets. So they'd have like five buses of miners. And I know Nottingham, around Nottingham, they didn't strike. So a lot of the Yorkshire people think they're not very too happy about it. So busloads of picket lines would go. They were known as flying pickets. Like they were like a mobile picket line that would go and stop. Because a picket line should be the ones that want to strike from that pit, trying to stop the scabs breaking the strike. But they were all, no one in Nottingham struck. I might be getting that wrong, don't get angry. I know they get a bit sensitive about this shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. When we look back on it, could that not be like genius? Because we're buying coal from China and all them places, but one day they're going to run out and we're going to have all our steel. Do you know what I mean? Are we going to be like the Saudi Arabia of coal in like 3015?
Yeah, I think there's bad news about that though, isn't there?
Oh, we're not allowed to burn it anymore.
I think that's frowned upon.
What is?
Burning it's not great, is it?
But I know this is the most basic thing, but you know, like all these electric cars, electricity, you know the electricity is made, don't you?
Made?
You know how the electricity is generated?
Have they found it?
Yeah, they've got an electricity mine.
Reserves.
Yeah, they burn coal.
Have you seen this? With that in mind, I don't think it's going to be an issue, because have you seen this new building that's happening in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, it's like a big square mirror.
It's a wall like Game of Thrones.
It's a fucking...
It's 30 kilometres long.
It's like
long.
A giant bathroom cabinet full of people.
Yeah, it's going to hold millions of people.
I just think they say shit like that to get on the news. That ain't happening.
It can't be real. It's as tall as the Empire State Building.
But on its side.
No. It's as tall as the Empire State Building.
But it goes for
30 kilometres.
Sorry, you can see where I'm just confused. It's like the proportions of the Empire State Building on its side.
Yes.
So what's the benefit of not making any gaps between it then? Is it all going to be air conditioned?
Yeah, well, they've said that basically it will naturally air condition.
Everything's
going to be renewable energy. They showed a video of the air.
Why would Saudi Arabia... Is it Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Why would they be doing anything with renewable energy when they are the energy store? They're the energy shop.
Yeah, this is completely carbon neutral. But the thing is as well, it's a mirror.
Yeah.
This feels like a disaster waiting to happen. And also, it's like, everyone's saying, like on the videos and stuff, it's like, this is the way, the future. It looks like an absolute nightmare. It looks like a horrible nightmare.
So it started with a miner strike, and then it was like the Cold War. Well, the 80s with nuclear war, not the Cold War so much, but the threat of nuclear war. Then you go to like the IRA, that was real, I think. Then you got the Millennium Bug, that weren't real. Then you got the terrorism.
That was funny though, the old Millennium Bug.
I know.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Get your computer looked at. How many people made money?
Exactly.
Out of, oh yeah, I'm a Millennium Bug expert. What do you have to do?
It's a virus. What did they do? If you think of it, I know it's not. It's not a virus. It was just. But if you think of it like computer virus, and this time it's an actual virus, and all these precautions of this deadly pandemic that didn't. No one is accountable. Why doesn't anyone head roll about it? Why don't they go back and say, right, it's fucking 1st of January, the year 2000, nothing happened, planes didn't fall out of the sky, all the cash machines still work, everyone's computer's fine. Who fucking said this Millennium Bug and put them in prison or something?
Were planes still flying, do you think?
Well, they said that they said everything was just going to stop, didn't they?
Yeah. But I wonder, did they precautionarily not fly?
No, but I think they spent billions on having all the software updated leading up to it.
So maybe it did fix
No, because I didn't update the software enough into mine and it didn't break.
No, nor did I.
My fucking Major Morgan was still sounding pretty on that fucking morning.
Major Morgan. Yeah, nothing went wrong, did it?
Nothing went wrong with this fucking COVID.
I wonder if anything did. I'm just going to Google, did anything go wrong with the Millennium Bug?
And the, anyway, and then it was that, terrorism. Then it's like this fucking banking crisis. Oh, if you don't bail out the banks, we're going to go, it's going to be like Mad Max. And that never was real. And they just took that money and give it to each other as bonuses. Our money. And now they're doing the same thing, but they're like, fuck. We've done it with like, we did it with bombs. We bombed all of the infrastructure in Iraq and then we used our own companies to rebuild it. Then we did it with a banking crisis and took medicals in it. What are they going to do next? I think that's where they're priming us for this alien shit. I think they're going to like...
Is it aliens?
It might be. It might be.
It's like the Marvel universe. Like the next one has to be bigger than the
one
before.
But they are all like disaster films.
We should do a podcast where we talk about where we're free talking and we can say what we like.
Yeah, I know, that'd be great, wouldn't it? But it is. And the next one will be they'll project a hologram of a fucking UFO in the sky and said, oh, everyone's got to like, hand over the deeds to the house or the aliens are going to destroy us. Yeah. They're just priming us for like the big one, mate. They're priming us for the big one. They're going to rump us hard.
Are we getting rumped?
We're getting rumped, mate, right up the rump hole with their dongs. I know, sliding in their dongs dry. It's not going to be pretty. Morgan Freeman.
I don't want to be rumped by an alien.
Well, that's what they'll say. The aliens are going to rump you if you don't. And then we've got nothing left now anyway. Might as well. We're just being fucking abused, mate. And it all started in the 80s. My dad said, and I don't know if this is true, years ago, there was no such thing as a homeless person before the 80s. He'd never seen one.
He'd never seen a homeless person.
Not before the 80s.
I mean, I've watched films where they're in there, surely.
Like, any... Think about like it.
Trading places and stuff.
Yeah, that is the 80s. But the hobo in America was like a lifestyle choice. It was like little boxcar willies. They'd like jump on them open trains and play the harmonica. I think he's probably right. I don't know. I weren't around. Was there any homeless tramps in the 60s? If there was, it was like so rare. Like there might have been three in London. And that was it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It does seem like a modern thing.
I think people just died. I think that might have been a big part of it, that they just died.
I mean, that's a fair one. But I think I do see young homeless people. And you think it's all like we're all going to be... People are owning less than they used to. I wonder, we've said it before. When I was a kid... And it's sexist, might have been seen. And I'm not saying this was a good thing. But no one's mum had a job. Like, I knew...
No, we said this before. We did.
They had a house.
But yeah, how did they survive?
They had a house.
Unless... It's like that bus thing that you've got about buses aren't big enough. They're too big to be on the road.
The road so isn't big enough glitch. For a bus, yeah.
This is a bit like, how did people survive when only one person went to work?
We had a house. We had a car. We had a soda stream. We did not have a soda stream. We had.
But do you remember houses cost 65 grand, cars cost three grand, and yeah, that's the issue. Basically, women then went, we'll go to work as well. And they went,
£120 a week, mate.
They pushed everything up because everyone had more money. That's the problem. If you pull yourself up, then the belt line gets pulled up with you, unfortunately.
But if everyone's making more money, there's more billionaires. That's what the trouble in it. The money just goes up and it's not coming back down again. You know that thing in geography where they had that little diagram and it was like the cloud raining on the mountain. And then the water cycle.
Yeah,
that's the water cycle. Yeah, and then the water goes down the mountain, down the river, into the sea, and then it evaporates up and makes a cloud. And then...
But we are all richer than we were before, except it doesn't make any difference because everything's
expensive. How can you explain the boom in homelessness? We're all richer, are we?
No. Like, I'm talking about middle class.
We're not richer because money doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if you said, so say, for example, what's the average salary now? Like, 40 grand?
Not that much. I'd say the average salary is probably about 18, 19 grand a month.
And what was it 30 years ago?
That one. I bet. Yeah, go on. That was a joke.
A frat. Oh, is it?
I said.
Oh, well, sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was just bleating about being poor and then insinuating I made 18 grand a month.
Sorry. I heard you say a month. I'd talked over you expecting you to say a year, and I can only apologise. I'm sorry. But, so, yeah, we all earn probably double what they earned.
Yeah, but money, if you equate money to objects.
But it's been. Yes, that's not what I mean. They've made it so that you're not better off because everything's more expensive. A Mars bar was 20p. A Mars bar's now over a quid. So
No, I don't. So now the water table is the fucking. The cloud goes on the mountain. All the water runs down the mountain, goes down the river, goes to the sea, goes up into the cloud, gets bigger. And then, like, less rain comes down. And then that goes around and the cloud gets bigger. And then less rain comes... That's what's happening, isn't it? It's trickling uphill, basically, and not coming back down again.
No, that's
because they don't even pay tax.
No, that's the beauty of being a billionaire.
Yeah. What about that one? I remember. I never fucking can't believe it, because I've always been like... I know the jurisdiction of the tax man is, like, absolute. They are hardcore. They can just freeze all your money, put you in prison, look at everything. Yep. They're higher than the law. They are the highest. They are the highest authority that I know of
in the land. They can do the queen.
They can do anything. Taxman is just—he's got every ace. He's just like—he's what you call it, omnipotent. He's on God mode, isn't he? Right?
He is.
And then like something I can't remember what it was like Blackberry or someone, right? It was something like that, and it was like, oh, they owe £80 billion in tax. They haven't paid any tax, and they went, we'll give you 10.
Oh yeah, Vodafone.
Yeah, that could have been Vodafone. Well, I was like, hang on a minute, what the fuck? The tax man will put you in prison over 10 grand.
Yeah, they basically went, and we're gonna go bust if you don't let us off a big chunk of this.
The corporation. This is when you know, right? The politicians, the everything's bullshit. Democracy doesn't exist. When the highest authority that you know of, that you cannot... What was it Mark Twain say? Death and taxes are the only two certainties in life, right? When companies are calling the shots, you're fucked. The companies are calling the shots and everything. If they're telling the tax man what to do, well, what... Mate, I just... God. It's just... And I said, I don't know how we got on this. But it's like, it's just so...
I don't know how we got on anything. Nah. How did we get on this podcast? Who books this?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm always on a soapbox, but I'd never look down to see what it actually is. What does it say on it? I'd just like, do you know what I mean?
It's like, I'm here. I'm standing in front of you on speaker's corner just to go,
I've got a soapbox
like his passion.
Strapped to each foot and I just walk around on them all the time. I haven't got a fucking clue.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I like the way he's doing it. That's what I think.
But I'm just saying it all started and they've just like, they've done everything. And the next one's going to, I think they're all just starting to make all these noises about UFOs. I reckon it's going to be that. That'd be fucking quality if they did that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be good.
There's actually a Death Star.
It's like the Marvel Universe. Like, they've every film has to outdo the last one. You've just done a global pandemic. They're trying with monkeypox.
Yeah.
We're not having
monkeypox,
are right,
we?
Fuck it. It's, in the 80s, I heard this like a lot of the time. When they come to do a sequel to a film, like, for example, Crocodile Dundee. When they were going to make a sequel to Crocodile Dundee, and this was happening with every film from the 80s, they pitched it as in space, as a normal thing. So it was going to be, someone pitched Crocodile Dundee in space. Right. And that's what this is. It's like, right, we've done the global pandemic. Right, next one, aliens. Let's just do aliens.
The thing about a global pandemic is it was like invisible. And if you think about the things that scared you, right, I'm just thinking back, like everything, like... The 9/11 was visual. There was a tangible thing, the towers going down. Do you know what I mean? The sight of those... Do you remember that? Hit that hotel in Chicago. Remember that? And they fell over. That was a thing. Like, that was a thing etched in your memory, right? Then the banking crisis was all projected. And nothing to see. It wasn't like you'd look out your window and see, like, all of a sudden... There was 10,000 homeless bankers trying to hang themselves with them red braces they always wear. Do you know what I mean? Well, nothing like...
Yeah.
And then think about this last one, the COVID one. The visuals were like graphs. We were scared of graphs. All the time, every 5 minutes. Look at this graph. Look how steep this graph is. But nothing happened.
I've always been scared of graphs.
Yeah.
Because they've got the long necks, haven't they? They're always... You can't trust them. They hit each other with them. They're quite vicious.
Yeah.
So, listener, I've interrupted Justin there because I've got to go, basically.
I don't care, mate.
That's my... No, I was just talking to them, really. I was letting them know why you were on a flow and I've stopped you dead.
Oh,
so it's
nothing
on my
I said
fault.
Before, I'll say again. I won't worry about it.
Listener, thank you for being there. If you want more of this, you can listen on Thursday where there will be no interruptions of Justin. I'm positive of that, that's for sure. Thank you. And if you're on Patreon, get over on the Discord, ask us some questions, and we will endeavour to answer those questions.
On Thursday. We answer the questions on Thursday, don't we?
Yeah, I'm going to try and look at Discord more, because I do like that community, and I'd like to build it. Yanis, stop telling us to spend money. We haven't got any.
Yanis, the microphone salesman.
Let's honestly just have positivity in there. I don't want any constructive. I don't want.
No, you can be negative.
That can fuck off.
Like, we know this would be better if we bought a microphone. We know that. So stop saying.
Yeah.
Or either send us one for Christmas, or pipe down.
Yanis, you spent shitloads on buying us playing cards.
Yeah. And live,
they were great.
Live rounds.
But why didn't you send us a Rode mic each?
I might have a mic somewhere. I think I have. I think I've got a condenser mic somewhere and a cradle with a pop filter. I just said that to wind
Thanks,
him up.
Thanks, listener. We'll see you next Thursday. On Thursday, not next Thursday, Thursday.
Not if I see you first, you bastard.